his wife came into the church, the gospel for to hear. And when the meeting it was done, she cast her eyes about, and there she saw little Matty Gross walking in the crowd. Come home with me, little Matty Gross, come home with me tonight. Come home with me, little Matty Gross, and sleep with me tonight. Oh, I can come home, I won't come home and sleep with you tonight. But it rings on your fingers, I can tell you are my master's wife. But if I am old Donna's wife, the Donna's not at home. He's out in the far confines, bringing in yearlings home. What was said, he swore Lord Donald he would know before the sun would set. And in his height to carry the news, he bent his breast and ran. And when he came to the Broadmill stream, he took off his shoes and swam. Tender tits, when he awoke, Lord Donald was standing at his feet. How do you like my feather bed? How do you like her tits? How do you like my lady who lies in your arms asleep? Oh, well, I like your feather bed, well, I like her tits, but better I like your busty wife who lies in my arms asleep. But get up, Lord Donald cried. Get up as quick as you can. It'll never be said in Fairy Glen that I'll do a naked man. Oh, I can get up, I won't get up. I can get up for my life. For you have two long bitter swords and tied up a pocket knife. I have Copenhagen rapier and daggers deep in the purse. But you will have the better of them and I will have the worse. And you will strike the very first blow and strike it like a man. I will strike the very next blow and I kill you if I can. Struck the very next blow when Matty struck no more. And then Lord Donald took his wife and he sat her on his knee, saying, who do you like the best of us, Matty Gross or me? And then up spoke his own dear wife, never heard to speak so free. I'd rather a kiss from that Matty's lips than you're your finery. He struck his wife right through the heart and pinned her against the wall. A grave, Lord Donald cried to put these lovers in. But bury my lady at the top, for she was of noble kin.